What's good? What's good? We're back on Cloud 10 Radio here with the family. So any noise in the background, you can, might just have to live with that. It's a Shabbat. We're spending time together. But we are going to go over a quick lesson. It's about raising a family according to the way Yah wants us to, right? Living your life, your marriage, growing your family the way Yah has written it for us to do so. And there's a lot of scriptures that point directly towards how we should do this the right way. They get twisted and flipped, but it's easy. It's easy. First, I got to start out with Psalm 127. I'm going to start at verse 1 and go down to verse 5. So it says, except if Yah builds the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except Yah keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. All right, this relates to family because unless the Most High is the one that's building your family up, and the one who's watching over your family, you have no protection. Hey, unless Yah is building the house that is your family, then, I mean, you're laboring in vain. All the work you do for your family, it's not going to stand in the end. It says, it is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep, right? People who's waking up early, stressing about stuff, staying up night, stressing about stuff, and just always stressed. It's unnecessary because the Most High tells us not even to worry about tomorrow, right? He gives his beloved sleep. He gives them rest. And it says, lo, children are a heritage of Yah, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. It's a blessing from the Most High. It says, as arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. And it says, happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. All right, so what's a quiver? A quiver, if y'all ever seen, what is it, Robin Hood? And they have the thing on their back that carries the arrows. That's a quiver. Right. So as arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Right. This is strength. These are things that they strengthen us and they help us in our walk with Yah and our fight against wickedness. Right. So happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. All right. So that's one. We got to make sure the Most High is our foundation. And then we're going to jump to the Messianic writings, commonly known as the New Testament. Says 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. But I would have you know that the head of every man is Hamashiach. Right? Hamashiach, in English, Christ. And the head of the woman is the man. And the head of Hamashiach is Elohim. All right, so this is the pattern that we're instructed to follow. Right? A lot of people in Christianity were taught that, Yahushua or Jesus is God. Right, there's a lot of scriptures we could go over that show that that's not the case, really. We could go over so many. I'm gonna have you start at John 14 and 28. I'm gonna have you go to Hebrews 5 and 7. Just if you're just thinking about that, you're sort of alarmed that I said that. But and this one right here, the head of every man is Christ or Hamashiach. And the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Hamashiach is Elohim, right? So he's telling us the hierarchy, right? The Most High is at the top. Then there's Yahushua. Then there's the man and the woman. Bless you, son. So this isn't saying that, you know, the woman in any way is below, as in status or anything of a man. No, this is just telling us how we're supposed to lead from the top to the bottom, where the orders come from and how they move down the chain. They come from Yah. They go down to Yahushua, who says that he's only doing his father's will and speaking his father's words. Yahushua gives the man the word, which is supposed to be following Yahushua. And then we give it to our wives, who give it to our children. They raise our children, which is the most important thing. I mean, without an amazing wife like I have to raise your children, I mean, it's tough in this truth, but you know, make sure you're choosing the right one. But on the line of husbands and wives. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7, it says, "Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge," talking about your wives, "giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered." Right? So a lot of times as husbands, we gotta learn how to be gentle with our wives. It's not natural. It's not natural. We grow up roughhousing and joking with other guys, and then you get a wife and you gotta change. You gotta change and be more gentle and working together to be heirs together in the grace of the grace of life. Right? And you have to give honor to your wife as unto the weaker vessel. Understanding, this doesn't mean that she's weaker spiritually. This doesn't mean that there's anything wrong, right? It's just understanding that there's some things that we have to say them in a gentler way, or say them in a different way. We're passing this information on. And at the end, it says that your prayers be not hindered, aka we don't want to sin against the Most High because we're being rough with our wives, or we're consistently getting angry with our wives, or we're neglecting our wives and our family responsibilities, right? He's giving us the tips. He's saying you don't want your prayers to be hindered. All right, that goes back to Proverbs chapter 28, verse 9. All right, if we turn our ear away from the law, from the Torah, even our prayer shall be an abomination. All right, so that's big. We don't want our prayers to be an abomination. We want to continue that hierarchy that the Most High set up for us. In Ecclesiastes 4, verse 9 through 11, y'all probably heard this one. It says, "Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falls, for he hath not another to help him up. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone?" Right? This is pointing directly to that husband and wife relationship. I mean, two are better than one. Working with your wife is the most important thing. Again, this is not saying two is better than one, as in two wives is better than one, right? People push a lot of doctrines, but this is talking about two, as in a pair. You and one other person are better than just yourself, right? So it's really important that we work with our wives to make sure we're growing our family the correct way. And again, as men, our instruction is coming from Yahushua. Right? And that instruction came to him from the Most High. Proverbs 22 and 6, we've seen this before. It says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." And people use that a lot. But what does that really mean, right? We get the full context in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 through 9. It says, "And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart." Right? Talking about the commandments. And it says, "And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sit in your house, when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thy eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates." AKA, talk about these commandments all the time to your children. Right? It says, "Thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children." This is a commandment that we are supposed to teach this word to our children. So it's essential that we really make sure that we're keeping that commandment and training our child up in the right way and not according to religion. Right? This is not religion right here. This is going back to the commandments. And if some of y'all have been in the church, you know that they don't teach you the commandments in church. They teach you some commandments, but they tell you that some others are done away with. But Malachi 3 and 6 tells us that the Most High does not change. So we know that there's a fault in that reasoning. Then I'm going to go to Titus 2. I think it's a really valuable scripture. My wife actually found this when we were first coming to the truth. And it says, Titus 2, starting at verse 3, going to verse 8, it says, "The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness," or set apartness, "not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things." Right? aged women, this doesn't have to mean you are a really old woman, right? This means you're not a young woman. You know, you might be a mother. You might be, you know, just growing into your womanhood. So I'm specifically speaking to men here. So that's my audience. But when you're looking at your wife, when you're looking at your girlfriend, your fiance, it's just talking to them. It says that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. All right, that sober isn't talking about alcohol sober. It's talking about being peaceful. It's talking about, you know, being low key, right? Not being outlandish, not being really loud and argumentative. This is about being chill, right? Being sober. My son's talking, he's jumping in. But to love their husbands, to love their children, right? That's a really important role that the women have, is to teach the young women how to love their husbands so we can continue to have those great families. And it says to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of Yah be not blasphemed, right? So this is talking about just the qualities that a woman should have. So when you're looking for your wife, you're looking for, you know, the person you're going to spend the rest of your life with, these are the qualities that the Most High has told us to look for and that they should have. And also says that they should exhort the young men to be sober minded, right? It's teaching the young men to be wise, to have that discernment, right? That's one of the most important responsibilities, because again, the wife is the one, while the husband is working and maybe handling other things in the house, they're really implementing those values that have come down that chain of command from the Most High to Yahushua, from the man to the wife. Because without an amazing wife like I have, and others have as well, so I'm speaking on my own because I'm biased, but without an amazing wife, you know, it's really hard to make sure that instruction from the Most High is getting to your family, right? And it's really essential to make sure that word is coming down, you know, the correct pathway, and not vice versa. So, and it says, that's it. For the young men, they should be in all things showing a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. All right, that's one of my favorite scriptures right there, because it is so cold, right? For the young men, we're supposed to be sober-minded, showing a pattern of good works, and in doctrine showing uncorruptness, right? In our understanding of the word, not leaning onto our own understanding, but coming precept after precept, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, right? This is coming to how the young men are supposed to use their words, right? So this is something that husband and wife alike are instructed to teach their children to be this way. Right. So if you have a son, if you're raising a young man, making sure that he's exhibiting and learning these skills from Titus chapter 2, verses 6 through 8. Right. In my favorite part, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. That's one of my goals in this truth, where if I'm coming to somebody that's in a false doctrine, whether that be Christianity or Islam, or they're just an atheist in general, I'm going to come with the precepts and the sincerity. That's my goal, to come with the precepts and sincerity and the good works, to where they can't really say anything bad about me, except that I just brought up some scriptures, right? But if I'm yelling at them, if I'm angry with them, they can say some evil things about me. But if I come in sincerity, if I come with gravity, if I come with good works and sound speech, then it's harder for them to really say anything against what you just said. All right. So definitely exhibit those as an older man, too, because we're supposed to learn that when we're young, and show our sons and daughters how to be. And lastly, What are the keys, you know, just the key scriptures? Ecclesiastes 12, chapter 13 and 14. It says, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For Elohim shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." All right, that's the goal. Fear the Most High and keep the commandments. This is the whole duty of man. And we have to be sure that we're keeping these steps, this wisdom that the Most High has given us, that just to make sure that this word is really making its way down the hierarchy that the Most High set up. And, you know, it's not to diminish anybody's role. It's the fact that everybody plays an important role. And it's just making sure that this word comes down this line. I mean, just imagine it like a funnel, like a tube, where it's coming from the Most High, it's coming to Yahushua, it's coming from the man, it's coming to the wife, and then it's going right down into your children, and it's just giving them just this spiritual water and spiritual hydration, really, just to prepare them for what's to come and prepare them to raise their own family and endure in any situation possible. I mean, that's it. That's all I got for this one. I'm actually going to do one more. Revelation 14 and 12. It says, "Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that guard the commandments of Yahuwah in the belief or faith of Yahushua." All right. We got to have faith, and we got to keep these works, as in doing the commandments of Yah. So it's really essential that we just balance the word that we're getting from the Most High. And even though we're living in this captivity, in this corrupt world, making sure we're doing things to the best of our ability. So I have to give all praise to the Most High. I want to give thanks to my wife and my son. I have just the most amazing family, and I give praise to Yah for giving them to me. And I pray that you all continue to raise your families in the right way, you know, teaching your wives, teaching your children the way they should go, in love, in sincerity, with sound doctrine, you know, with truth. And if you can grow your family in this, then everyone else, I mean, y'all are going to be shining so bright, you know, everybody's going to be attracted to you all. So that's it for this one. All praise to the Most High. I hope you enjoyed it. Please share, like, and subscribe. Again, this is on Spotify. This is on Apple Podcasts. You could just Google it, really. But I got some on YouTube as well. But share this. Share it. Send it to someone who you think may be interested, because more of our people need to know that, you know, how we're supposed to be going about things. We lost our way, but we got to come back. We got to turn back to the Most High. So all praise to the Most High. I'll see y'all. Shabbat Shalom.